Okay, good morning, everybody, and a good chedesh. Today's daf is Bamitzia daf Yud Beis. We left off on daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We are five lines from the bottom of the page. Maskifla Rav Sheshes. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, called the Basimcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives, as well as for Zecha Nishmas, his father, Yosef Ben Shmuel, Yosham Shav and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to do today is we're going to finish up the discussion of why it is that a get requires that the woman be omed b'tzad hasadeh in order to be kona with the kinyan chatzar, that if she wants her chatzar to be kona or get, she needs to be standing there, and yet a metziah has no such requirement. For a metziah to be kona kinyan chatzar, you don't need the bailim, the person who's being kona the metziah, to be omed b'tzad hasadeh. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, okay, we're talking about kinyan chatzar, can a chatzar be kona something that's floating in the airspace of the kinyan chatzar? You throw an object through the airspace of a kinyan chatzar. While it's there, can you be kona with a kinyan chatzar? Then the Gemara is going to discuss the Mishnah is going to talk about the Mishnah in the middle of Amud Aleph is going to talk about the mitziah of various people and who gets to keep their mitziah versus who has to give their mitziah, whatever it is that they find, to their husband, father, master, whatever the relationship might be. So the Gemara is going to discuss whether a katan has zechiyah min haTorah, whatever the status of a mitziah of a katan is. What about in general, does a katan have the ability to be zocha in things min haTorah? And if a katan can't be zocha for himself, why can he pick up leket behind his father who isn't an ani? Meaning if he has a father who's not an ani and there's leket that's falling behind him, the katan should not be able to pick it up for the father because the father's not an ani. If the katan can pick it up for himself, that's good because he's an ani, but if he has no zechiyah, then we should never allow the katan to pick up the leket. So the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that a katan is allowed to pick up leket if he's not able to be zocha for himself. Then the Gemara is going to give another explanation on Amud Beis as to why it is that the father gets a child's mitziah, and the Gemara is going to have three different explanations of why our Mishnah allows an Eved Ivri to be kona mitziah, but a Poel is not able to be kona mitziah. Meaning we assume a Poel can't because everything the Poel does is for the Balabais. Well, the same is true by an Eved Ivri. Everything he does is for the Balabais. So why is his mitziah something that belongs to him? Then the Gemara is going to get into two different explanations of why an Amma Ivriya gets a Metziah, that an Amma Ivriya is going to get a Metziah if she's a Katana, and after all, it should go to her father. And then the Gemara is going to talk about what's the Chiddush that a Grusha keeps her Metziah, meaning the Mishnah is going to say one of the things that a Grusha who has not yet received her Ksuba, she doesn't have to give it to her ex-husband. Of course she doesn't have to give it to her ex-husband. They're no longer married to each other. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me that a Grusha gets to keep her Metziah? Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis is going to get into a discussion of what you do if you find a Shtar Chov. So let's begin again, five lines from the end of the page, on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. So we had made a chiluk yesterday, and we had said that a get, di'ise balkarcha, since a get can be given balkarcha, you don't need the dasa isha, therefore the isha at least needs to be omeid b'tzad sadeha. She needs to be omeid b'tzad chatzera. She needs to be standing next to her chatzer in order to acquire the get. So maskal Rav Sheshes Pered Ravidi v'lav kal v'chomeru. I would argue in the opposite direction, that it's a kal v'chomer. Uma get to ise balkorcha. If a get, which a woman is mekabel even against her ratzon, even when she doesn't want it, so you see that it's easier to affect the kinyan of a get. You don't even need the das of the isha, so that tells you that a get is more easily transferred from the husband to the wife, and yet we still require her to be omid b'tzad sadeha, I omid b'tzad beiso, b'tzad chatzera, in ilo lo, that it's only going to work when she's omid b'tzad chatzera, but if she's not omid b'tzad chatzera, then the get is not going to be effective. So because you need a kinyan, a very strong kinyan chatzar, which only happens when you're on mitzad chatzar. So matana demidaita, a matana which does not is not so easily transferred. You require the das of the mekabel matana. matana in order for the matana to work. So lo kol shkein, if it's not so easily transferred, I would think all the more so. You need a very strong kinyan chatzer. And how do you have a strong kinyan chatzer? By having omid b'tzad chatzer, having the mekabel matana standing right there. So it's a kashan Rav Papa, because Rav Papa said that a matana that has das acheres makna, you don't need omid b'tzad chatzer or b'tzad tzadeh. You don't need to be standing there. But l'chorach, it's a kal v'chomer, that if a get requires it, and a get is so easy to effect, you don't even need the person's das, then for sure a matana should require it. So says the Gemara, Ela amar Rav Ashi, chatzer is rabai mishum yad, and logar mishlichus, that chatzer works midin yad. We derive that yadish aladam is a person's rishus, and therefore a person's chatzer works as an extension of their yad, because it too is their rishus, and therefore it's a kona for them. And nevertheless, the chatzer is no worse than a shliach. Meaning, if for whatever reason the chatzer cannot work midin yad, it would still work midin shliach. So gabe get dechov hula, when it comes to a get that it's a chov, or I should say the other way, if a chatzar ever cannot work midin shliach, it would still work midin yad. So gabe get dechov hula, when it comes to a get which is a chov for the woman, ein chav nadam ela befanav, a shliach cannot be kona something for a person unless the person that works against that person, unless the person wants it. So therefore, I mean, you can't just presume that a person is going to want something that's a chov for them, that's generally considered to be a bad thing for them, and therefore a chatzar cannot be zocha for a get for an isha as a shliach, because if a mitam from the perspective of a chatzar working midin shlichus, well, this chatzar cannot be a shliach because it's a chov for the woman to receive a get, and therefore the only thing left, the only way, the only mechanism through which a chatzar can be kona a get for an isha is midin yad and not midin shliach. Oh, and by yad it needs to be that she's omid b'tzad chatzera, because it's only an extension of her yad. If we only say chatzar ki yada when the chatzar is like yada, my yada smucha, just like her yad is right near her body, it's right there. So to the chatzar can only be kona when it's smucha. So the point is that when chatzar is working midin shliach, you don't need to be omid b'tzad asada. But when chatzar is not working midin shliach, it's working midin yad, then you do need to be omid b'tzad chatzera. So when it comes to an isha acquiring a get, the chatzar cannot work midin shliach because it's a chov for her. So the chatzar can't work midin shliach. It can only work midin yad, and therefore memela she needs to be standing there. But gabi matana, when it comes to a matana, this chusulo, where it's a pure benefit for a person to receive a matana, good, then the chatzar can work midin shliach. Then zachal adam shlo b'fanav. Then the chatzar will work midin shliach, and therefore that could happen even without the person standing right there. And that's how Rav Ashi explains the chilik between a get that a woman cannot be zocha in with her chatzar unless she's standing right next to the chatzar, versus a matana or maestros that the chacham got from Rav Gamliel when they were on that boat where they were receiving something that was a pure benefit from them, where they don't need to be standing next to the chatzar because it's a pure benefit for them and it's working midin shaliach. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back to something we discussed in our Mishnah. Gufa. Rosan Ratzanach Ramatziah. We said that if you see them chasing after a metziah, like a tzvi shavur, or a gozel shlo parchu, you have a deer that's unable to run, or birds that are unable to fly, meaning the point is that you're able to catch up to them, right? It could be a perfectly healthy turtle also, meaning the point is not that there's something wrong with the deer or with the birds, it's that you're able to catch up to them. So you see people chasing after them, and you say, let my sada be kona it for me. So good, so then zachsalo, then it works. So it says, that which the Mishnah says that the Baal HaSadah is kona is if the Baal HaSadah would be able to chase after them and grab them and hold them and catch up to them. But if before he would get to them, they'd be able to run away from him and he would never be able to catch up to them, then his chatzar will not be kona for him. So by Rabbi Yirmiyah b'matana heich. So Rabbi Yirmiyah raises the shayla. If a person puts a tzvi or gozlos, is trying to give a matana of a deer or these birds, birds to somebody else, and they're in the other party's chatzer. So what's the din? Will the bala chatzer be kona the matana only if he's able to catch up to them? Or by matana, maybe it's different. Maybe when it comes to a metzia, I have to be able to catch up to it to be kona with my chatzer. But if someone's giving it to me as a matana, maybe in such a case, I'm automatically mekabel the matana, and I don't need to catch up to it. Just the fact that it's in my chatzer alone is enough. So kibble minei Rabbi Abba Barkana, by matana, I don't need to be able to catch up to it. Even if I cannot catch up to it, the fact that it's in my chatzer and someone wants to give it to me, there's a das acharis makne, there's someone trying to give it to me, I am kona with my chatzer. So now, all of that leads up to the following shayla. What if a person throws a wallet in one entrance of a house and it leaves through the other, it goes straight through the house and goes out the back door of that house, and the person who threw it was mafkirit for anyone to be zoche in it. So mahu, what's the din of that wallet? Is the balabai zoche in that wallet? Is he kona that wallet? Meaning, do we assume avir shein sofa lanuach kimunach dami, that's something that's in the airspace where it's not going to ultimately land in that space? Is it considered as if it has landed, and therefore the balabai is in fact kona that wallet that had gone through the airspace of his house, just like any other item of hefker that falls into a person's chatzar, where you could be kona, where the whoever owns that location could be kona the item, and even if someone else comes after it leaves and grabs it after it leaves, after it goes out the other window, that person is going to be stealing because the balabais was ready zocha in it. Although, or do we say that avishay sofalanuach is lav kamunach dami, that it's not as if it's resting in the house? So it turns out that the arnik never rested in the house of the balabais. Mele balabais was never kona that wallet. So that's the shayla. So amale papa the rava va armila, ravad bar masna the rava va armila, ravina the rava. So either rav papa or ravad bar masna or ravina said to rava in response that lav haynu masnisin, isn't this exactly the case of our Mishnah? The case of our Mishnah, where do we have a case of something floating through the avir? So the Gemara initially assumes that as long as it's moving, it's not munach. So our Mishnah is talking about a deer that's running through the field, the birds that are hopping through the field. So it's not munach. Ros and Ratznach Ramatzia, if the Bala Sada sees people chasing after a Matzia in his field, and he says, let my field be Zocha and not Matzia for me. And we explain that our Mishnah only works if you're able to catch up to it, if the Bala Sada would be able to catch up to it and wouldn't be able to run away from him. And then as a follow up, we ask, yeah, that's by a Matzia, but what about by a Matana? Do you need to be able to catch up to Matana? And we said by a matana, you don't need to be able to catch up to it. So you see that the case of a matana that we were discussing, which is an offshoot of our Mishnah was talking about a metziah, but the case of matana, which we discussed in the aftermath of our Mishnah, or in the ensuing discussion of our Mishnah, we said that if it's moving, you're still able to be koneh, even though it's moving through your field. So shouldn't we be poshet the suffix of Rava about an arnek that goes through the airspace of your house, that's ain't sofa lanuach, that even though it's moving through your rishos, you should be able to be koneh it if someone is trying to be makneh it to you? If you have a das acharis makneh, you should be able to be koneh even though it's moving through the airspace of your house. So Rabbi says, no, it's not a raya at all. A case of the deer that's running or the birds that are hopping in the field, that's very different than something that's just going through the airspace of the field. Amrle, Rabbi said to whichever it was that brought the raya from whichever of the three chacham was that brought this raya, he said, Misgalgil kamrit. Why, you're talking about a case where something's rolling on the ground? Shaydi misgalgil de kamunach dami. When something is at least its feet are on the ground, that's munach, an arnik that goes through the airspace. It's never on the ground. That's the shayla, whether that's considered munach or not. But in a chinami, it doesn't have to be stationary. It just has to be feet on the ground in order for it to be considered munach and in order for one to be able to be kona. Okay, so now we move on to the Mishnah about a mitzia. So a mitzia of people that are in your orbit, and whether their mitzia counts for you or their mitzia is something that they're able to keep for themselves. So mitzias b'no ubito hakatanim. If a person's young children, we're going to assume right now that means under bar bas mitzvah, find the metziah, metzias avzav shivchas ha-kananim, if a person is evid kanani, or shivcha kananis finds a metziah, or metzias ishto, if one's wife finds a metziah, hare elu shalo. They get to the husband, the father. Metzias b'no ubito ha-gedolim, metzias avzav shivchaso ha-ivrim, if you're adult, children find the metziah. If you're Jewish, servants find the metziah, even though you may support them, metzias ishto shigirsha afal bishlo nasan ksuba, or your ex-wife finds a metziah, even though you have not yet paid her ksuba, hare l'shalahen. They get to keep the metziah. So in the first half of the Mishnah, it's a metziah that goes to the bailim and not to the people who themselves found the metziah. And the second half of the Mishnah is cases where the metziah gets to be kept by the person themselves who had found that metziah. As we point out, the Gemara in Amud Beis is going to explain, ex-wife doesn't really get to keep a metziah. The case over here, meaning it's not a chiddush to say that an ex-wife for sure gets to keep a metziah. It's not a chiddush to say that an ex-wife gets to keep a metziah. That the case in our Mishnah where we say that the ex-wife gets to keep a metziah must be saying chiddush that even if it's a suffik ex-wife, it's a suffik mugureshah. So that's how we're going to have to touch up that last line of the Mishnah, because inherently there's no chiddush in that line that a grusha gets to keep her own metziah. So says Gemara Amrishul. Why is it that when a child finds a metziah, it goes to his father and he doesn't get to keep it himself? Because when at the time that the child finds that metziah, the first thing the kid does is, look, daddy, look what I found. He'll always go and run and give it to his father. He's not going to keep it for himself at all. And therefore what? Therefore, says Rashi, we view it as if he was koneh it for his father. He made the kinyan on behalf of his father. So therefore, we assume mitziyaso la'aviv. And according to Shmuel, there's no chilik whether the katan is somich al shulchan aviv or not. The father is always zochan the mitziyah, because that's just the nature of the relationship between the son and the father, that he's always going to be bringing the metziah to the father, regardless of whether the father supports him or not. So the Meimer, the Sarv Shmuel, Katan Lesley Zechir Lenafshei, Midal Raisa. Do you mean to tell me that Shmuel holds that a Katan is not able to be Zocha, a metziah that he finds min HaTorah, that it's only a Kinyan Midrabanan, and that's why Shmuel said that the Chamar Mesakin, that the Katan is going to be Zocha in the metziah, and they were Mesakin that the Zechir will be for the father, meaning the assumption is that on a Dar Raisa level, the Katan can't be Konan neither for himself nor for his father, for nobody. Katan can't be kona at all. So the Rabbanan made a double takana that he'll have the capacity to be kona, but only for his father. Meaning when he's kona, that kinyan is going to be chal only for his father. That's the way we're assuming. Why don't we just assume that the katan min haTorah can be zocha for himself, and the takana de Rabbanan is that the kinyan doesn't work for himself and instead works for his father. So the Rishonim explain, the Ritva explains, that if you can say that a katan is zocha min haTorah, so the reason that Shmuel gives to be mevatel the zechias hakatan and instead to make sure to make it go to the father is because he's always running and showing it to the father is not a tamaspik. It's not a good enough reason to take a kinyan min haTorah that the katan has and transfer it to the father. So that wouldn't be a good enough reason. It must be that the katan himself doesn't have a kinyan anyway. So they were misakin. Okay, he doesn't have a kinyan anyway. Let the father have the kinyan in the metzias hakatan, because anyway the katan is going to give it to the father. That's the Gemara's assumption over here. So if we're going to work with that assumption that a katan has no zechiyah min haTorah, and that's why there was room for this takanas chachamim that the father will be zocha in the katan's metziah, v'atanya, but we can question this assumption because we have a brisa that seems to indicate that a katan does have zechiyah min haTorah. V'atanya sochra sapoel, if a person hires a worker to harvest his field and he pays him based on how many days he works, how many hours he works, yilakit b'no achrav. The child of the poel can go take the fallen stalks that fall away at the time of the harvesting, and then he'll bring his father whatever it was that he was milakit. But if the balasada hires the worker lemechza to work bekablanos, that he's going to get half of that which he is milakit, and the rest goes to the balasada or l'shlish, l'revia, he gets, he's a sharecropper, he gets a third, a quarter, whatever the arrangement is of whatever percentage the worker is going to get, then lo yilaket b'no achrav. Then the child cannot pick up the leket. He's not able to pick up that which had fallen behind the pavel who's working b'kablanus, because since he's the pavel is working b'kablanus, he's an ashir, and the fact that and therefore whatever the child is malaket achrav belongs to him, and the ashir is not allowed to take leket shechu peya. That's matnas aniyim. So you're not allowed to go bring that to the father. So Rabbi Yossi Amar Bein Kach Bein Kach. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it doesn't matter whether he's a day worker or whether he's working b'kablanos, yilaket b'no v'ishto achrav. His child or his wife are able to pick up the leket behind him. V'amar Shmuel Elach Rabbi Yossi, and Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yossi, that regardless of the terms of employment, whether he's a sharecropper or whether he's a day worker, yilaket b'no achrav. So the Gemara explains what the logic for Rabbi Yossi is. If you're going to say that Rabbi Yossi holds that a katan is able to be zocha min haTorah, so I understand very well why he's able to be malakit achrei aviv. Because when the katan comes and picks up that leket, he's doing so for himself, and that's okay because he is an ani. The katan doesn't have any money, but vavua mine kazachi, and then the father, who is the poel, is able to be kona from the child, who then gives it to him. But if you're going to say that min haTorah a katan has no ability to be kona, so if he has no ability to be kona, then when the katan is malakit, he's being malakit directly for his father, and the father cannot be zochin the leket because avua ashir hu, his father is an ashir. So why do we allow this? Why does Rabbi Yossi allow that ishto banav are going to be malakit achrav if the fellow was an ashir? So must be this is a raya that Rabbi Yossi holds that a katan does have zochia min haTorah in the metzia, and the katan is zoche in the leket for that reason. And since Shmuel paskens like Rabbi Yossi, so Shmuel must also hold that a katan has zochia min haTorah in a metzia, and mido raisa it belongs to the child and not to the father. So now we have a problem. It's a kasha from Shmuel on our Mishnah that it sounds like the katan does not have zochia min haTorah, meaning the Shmuel's explanation of the Mishnah was that a katan does not have zochia min haTorah, presumes that a katan does not have zochia min haTorah, because Shmuel said, oh, the reason that the metzias katan goes to the father is because he's always showing it to the father anyway, so the chamur mesakin it goes to the father. Well, that presumes that a katan is not able to be zochin it for himself, and therefore it was easy for chazal to be mesakin that it goes to the father. But here you have Shmuel on record paskening like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi assumes that a katan does have zochia min haTorah. So it's a stira in Shmuel. Says Gemara, Shmuel time of the Tana didan ka'amar. Shmuel is just explaining our Mishnah, the Tana of our Mishnah, that a katan, which says that a katan is zocha for his father, and according to the Tana of our Mishnah, a katan is zocha for his father because he has no zochia min haTorah. But v'lei lo svirlei, Shmuel himself paskens like Rabbi Yossi, meaning for sure it's a machlokas tanaim whether a katan has zochia min haTorah. It's only a question of how Shmuel paskens. So when Shmuel is being mefaresh, our Mishnah is explaining the Tana of our Mishnah, who he happens not to pasken like. He happens to pasken like Rabbi Yossi, that a katan has zechia min haTorah. So the son of Rabbi Yossi katan is zechia min daraisa. Okay, so let's leave out the Amoraim. Let's go straight to the Tanaim. So the one Tana that we have on record that says clearly that a katan has zechia min haTorah was Rabbi Yossi. But is that so glut? Is that so clear that Rabbi Yossi holds that a katan is zochin and metziah min haTorah, and therefore even if the poel is an ashir, the you can have beno malakit achrav, you can have his child picking things up because he's an ani and he's able to be zochin for himself. Vatanan, but we have a mishnah maseches gittin that tells us metziahs cherushot of a katan yesh ben mishum gezel mibrei darkei shalom. If a cherushot or a katan finds a metziah min haTorah, they have no kinyan, but nevertheless the chamra masakin that they are kona it, so no one is allowed to take it away from them because of Darkei Shalom. If anyone comes and tries to grab it out of their hands, that's a violation of Darkei Shalom. The Rishonim write, and the Ramah Paskins and Shulchan Aruch, that when we say in our sugya that a katan does not have zechia, that's dafka by a metzia, but by a matana, a katan would have a zechia, even min haTorah, the katan would be able to be zocha, because matana has das acharis makna, meaning what holds a katan back from being able to make a kinyan is a lack of das. So he doesn't have the full das to be able to make a kinyan. So in the Metzia, he's the only party in the transaction, and he doesn't have das. So therefore, he's not kotel the Metzia. But by a Matana, there's someone giving him the Matana. So that person is supplying the das. So when you have das acheres makna, then he could be kona min haTorah, right? That comes up in Hilchos Lulav as well, right? That when a person, that a katan has the ability to be zocha when it's das acheres makna, but he doesn't have the ability to be makna back to you. So that's why on the first day of Yantar, they say that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, when you take your lulav, if you only have one lulav for you and your child, take for yourself first and then give to your child, or give it to him as matana min hasachzi or something. Because if you give to your child first, so he has the ability to be kona with the das acheres makna, he doesn't have the ability to be maknaed back to you. The shach in Choshe Mishpat from Reish Mem Gimel says, no, there's no chilik between a matana and a metzia, between das acheres makna and not das acheres makna. It all depends on the das of the katan. If he at least has enough das to know that if you give him tsror vizorko, egos vinotlo, he can appreciate something that has value and knows to discard something that has no value, then he's zocha, right? When you buy him a toy, he plays with the toy and not with the box, right? Meaning then he has enough das, he understands what something that has value is, and therefore at that stage, he's zocha la'atzmo. But if he has no das to be mechalik between that which has value and not, then it doesn't matter, metzia or matana, he's not going to be zocha at all. That's how the shach paskin. So the Ktzos and other achronim are not so pleased with that shach, but the Ktzos says at the end of the day, for sure, even a das acheres makna is not going to work for someone who has no das whatsoever. Meaning for a katan or a cheresh, a das acheres makna will work. But for a shote, who has absolutely no das, a shote has less das than a katan. Katan is developing. A shote is absolutely deranged. So for a shote, even das acheres makna is not going to work. But bottom line is, we're questioning Rabbi Yossi. How can we say that Rabbi Yossi holds that a katan has zechiyah midaraisa? The Mishnah says that metzias cheresh shote v'katan yesh ben gezel nedarkei shalom. And Rabbi Yossi omer gezel gamur. Rabbi Yossi says the fact that if you steal from them, it's a violation. That's mipnei darkei shalom. Rabbi Yossi holds no. It's gezel gamur if you steal from them. V'amar Rav Chista, and Rav Chista explains Rabbi Yossi, not real gezel gamur min haTorah. Gezel gamur mi divrehen, that it's gezel gamur on a drabanan level. Nafkamina, what difference does it make whether you say it's mepnei darkei shalom or gezel gamur mi drabanan? Either way, the point is that the rabbanan are misakein, that the cheresh of katan get to keep their own metziah, and you're not allowed to take it away from them. Lotziah b'dayanim. The nafkamina would be, if you did take it away from them, can they sue and will Beis Din award it back to the cheresh of katan who originally acquired it? If you hold that it's gezel gamur mi divrehem, so then it needs to go back. But if you hold that it's just mipnei darkei shalom, so you violated darkei shalom. You're not a peaceful person, but now you have that metziah that you stole from the katan, that you took out of the katan's hands, and there's nothing anybody could do about it. But the bottom line is, you see from here that Rabbi Yossi holds that a katan who finds a metziah min haTorah is not kona'id. It's only gezel mi divrayim to take it away from him. So the question comes back, why does Rabbi Yossi say bein kach u bein kach yilakit b'no acharav, that whether the person is a schir yom or whether the person is a kablan, his child can go and take the leket behind him. If the katan is not zocha for himself min haTorah, he's only zocha for the father. It turns out that the katan is picking up stuff. He's picking up leket for an ashir. That shouldn't be okay. Elo Amar Abaye. So Abaye explains that Rabbi Yossi holds like the Tana in our Mishnah that a katan is not zocha b'mitziyasa min haTorah, only midrabanan. And the reason that even the Powell is, that even though the Powell is considered an ashir, his son is allowed to be malaket acharav, is because asu'ua kamisha holchu b'nemushos. The Chacham treat this field as if the nemushos have already passed through this field. What are nemushos? So there's a Mishnah Maseches Peah that says, me'emasai kol adam mutarin b'leket. The Mishnah in the Yek Perek Peah says, when is it that other parties, that anybody else, even non Ananim, are allowed to go and take the leket from the field? Mishiyelchu b'hanemushos. Once the nemushos have walked through the fields, nemushos are older people who walk with a cane, and they pick up the last remaining stalks. So if even they have had a chance, the last people that bring up the rear, they had a chance to go through the field and gather what they can. So once that's happened, anyone else, whatever you can find, anyone else is allowed to take it, because the anim already have had yeyu. Pirush on finding anything else. They've given up hope of finding any other stocks in that field. So Danim Gufayu Maskri Datayu, because Danim themselves have a Hezchadas from picking up that Leket. Savri Breit Dehech Malakti Lei. So the Danim themselves will say, this guy's son is being Malakid Acharav, and therefore the Chum say that it's Mutter for the child of the Pole to be Malakid, even if he's Nashir, because it's the same Svara as Nemushos. Why is it that when the Mishielcha and Nemushos, you know, anyone's allowed to take? Because at that point, the Aniyim have given up on it. So if this guy has a small child who's going behind him and picking things up, the Aniyim have given up hope on it. And if the Aniyim have given up hope on it, then Mela, anyone is allowed to take it. So even though he's an Ashir, he's allowed to receive it. Amle Ravada Bar Masa Habayis. Ravada Bar Masa asks on Habayi, V'chimot Ladam Laharbitz Ari B'toch Sadeu Kadesh Yir Anim. That's so backwards. Meaning, what are we saying over here? That the Anim give up hope in it. You know why the Anim give up hope in it? Because you're stealing it from them, and they know that you're stealing it from. So that we're going to allow you to steal it from them, because when you steal it from them, they're going to give up hope on it. You're bringing your kid, who's going to pick it up for the usher. Oh, so the Anim say, oh, the guy's bringing his kid, and we're not going to get it anymore. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to just scare away all the Aniyim and make them give up hope so that your child can take it. That doesn't make any sense. Ella Amarava. So Rava says, no, the reason Rabbi Yossi holds that the child of the Powell is able to be Malakit Acharav is because Asu She'enu Zocha Kezocha. The Chachamim make an Enu Zocha Kezocha. Meaning, even though in a different situation, the Katan is not able to be Zocha in a Metziah Liatzmo, in this case, they say he is allowed to be Zocha Liatzmo, and the Powell will then be Kona from the child. My taima, why did they make a katan zocha? Because Aniyim Gufayu Nichalu, the Aniyim want such an arrangement. They want it to be that you could bring your child and he'll be Malakid Acharav. Because they're going to be looking for work one day also. And when they get hired to be Malakid, they want to be able to bring their children and to be able to get every last stock. So the Aniyim are perfectly happy with this arrangement, that when they get hired to do a job, that they'll be able to have their children grab every last piece of wheat that's being harvested. So that's why you're not forcing the Aniyim into this arrangement. The Aniyim are happy with this arrangement. Okay, now we said that the Gemara had mentioned that Shmuel explained our Mishnah that the reason the Metzias Katan goes to his father is because he always runs to his father and shows him exactly what he got. So Upliga to Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, that Shmuel is in disagreement with Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, because he had a different explanation of what it means that a Metzias Katan goes to his father. So I'm Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. When we say Metzias Katan goes to Aviv, lo gadol gadol mamish, lo katan katan mamish. The word katan didn't mean under bar mitzvah, just as the word gadol didn't mean over bar mitzvah. El gadol samach al shulchan aviv zehu katan, katan veinu samach al shulchan aviv zehu gadol. It all depends whether the child is being supported by the father, and it does not depend on the age of the child. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, even a gadol is who's zocha and has kinyanim, if he's somech hashulchan aviv, whatever he finds is going to go to the father. And the reason is mishum eva, that here the father's supporting the kid, and he finds, you know, there's a boon, he manages to find something of value, and now the kid gets to keep it for himself. So mishum eva, that goes to the father. And if a katan is not somech hashulchan aviv, well then there is no eva, so the katan is going to be able to keep it for himself. Metzias Abdu v'shuchas v'ivrim harehu shal atzman. When an Eved Ivri, or an Ami Ivriya finds a Metziah, they get to keep it. Amai, asks the Gemara, why should an Eved Shivcha be able to keep it? Lo yehiel a poel. An Eved Ivri should be no different than a poel who works for you. V'tanya, and we have a b'risa, Metzias poel liatzmo, that a poel gets to keep their own Metziah. But that's only if the poel was hired to do a specific malacha. So as long as he's not doing that malacha, Metziah is not that malacha, so he gets to keep it. But if you are your poll just generally and say, do malacha for me today, so then the Baal HaBayis gets to keep that Metziah. So isn't an Eved Ivri similar to a poel who you hire to asei mi malacha yom? Is you're just generally having him do work for you? So shouldn't the Metziah of the Eved Ivri therefore go go to the Balabayas? So the Gemara has three answers. Amr b'chir barabar mibi yochanan, hacha be'evenokim margolios askinan, shein rabar osa l'shnosa l'malacha acheras. Maybe the case of the Eved is where he's an Eved who has a very rare skill. He knows how to deal with precious gems and pearls, and therefore the Adam clearly has no intention to use that Eved for anything else other than that extremely highly valuable skill that he has. And mimela, a metzia, is not within his terms of employment. So when you hire a polo, it's exactly like the case of a polo. When you hire a polo for something specific, so then whatever metzia he finds, the polo gets to keep. Over here, it's the Eved is like a poel who is hired for something specific because he's nokev margolios. A second answer, Rav Amar b'magmiya metzia im melachto askinan. We're talking about that he's able to pick up the metzia without any bitul melacha. So that's why it doesn't belong to the Adon. The reason why the poel's metzia belongs to the Adon when he was hired generally to do work is because the time that he was picking up the metzia, he could have otherwise been doing work. So therefore, it goes to the Adon. But what if there's no bitul melacha? What if he's able to pick up the metzia in the course of his work? So then, in a chinami, then he'll be able to keep the metzia. Third answer: Rav Papa Amar Kol Shescharu Lakin Metzios VeEchidami Daak VeAgma BeKavri. The case is that his work is to pick up metzios. When we say that the metzia of the poel goes to the balabais, that's only if you hired him to pick up metzios. What do you mean you hired him to pick up metzios? Where's he going to find metzios? Who hires someone to pick up metzios? So Gemara says Daak VeAgma BeKavri, that the river overflows on the riverbanks, and when the river goes back to its normal spot, so it leaves fish in its wake, and you're supposed to pick up whoever comes first to pick up those fish are the are zoche in those fish. So you hire this guy to pick up all those fish. Our Mishnah is talking about a stam evan v'shivcha that are not hired for likut metzios. They're not hired to just go pick up metzios, and therefore they get to keep their own metzia. So when it comes to a pavel, yes, we said that a povel has to give the metzia to the balabais, but that's only if the povel was hired to find metzios. But typically a povel would not, even if he's hired to do any kind of work, he does not have to give the metzia to the balabais. Right? We had that by Sandy when the water came up, and then on the university, there were fish all over university because the water came up from the pond and then it went back. No one was interested in taking those fish, but in cases where fish are valuable, people do it. So the shivcha that it says in the Mishnah, what shivcha are we talking about? The Mishnah says that a Jewish shivcha gets to keep her own metzia. If she's a shivcha who already is a gedola, she's already a nara, my bayagabe, then what's she doing still being a shivcha? She should be mishuchrares. It's a mishnah maseches kiddushin that an amah ivriya is called as atzma bisimanim, that as soon as she has shtei saros, she's no longer an amah ivriya. So how can you have an amah ivriya that's called for herself v'deloa iti shtei saros, and if she's so young she doesn't yet have shtei saros, yisei lav, if she has a father, d'avu avya, her mitzvah should belong to the father, v'delei silav, and if she doesn't have a father, tapuk misav, then she should have gone free anyway when her father died. Dam Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish paskins Maseches Kiddushin that Ami Yevriya Kones Atzma misav, and Ami Yevriya goes free when her father dies. Mirushus Haadon Mikal V'Chomer, based on the Kal V'Chomer that if Narus, which doesn't have the ability, which is not a strong enough change in her to take her out of Rishus Avia, and nevertheless, if she brings Simanim, she's still Rishus Avia. When she's a Bogeres, she's Yotzei Mirushuso. Nevertheless, it's Motzi her from the Adon that if she has Simani Narus, she goes L'Cherus. So Misa Sa'av, which is Kocha Yafa, which has even greater power to even take her out of Rishus Avia, because her father is not able to be Morish the Maisi Adayim that she produces to her brothers. So Kal V'Chomer, that it's going to have such a Kalach to be Motzi Mirushus Adon. So if her father died, she should have been in Cherus. So what's the case of our Mishnah that you need to tell me that Mitzias la'atzma, she's never an Ami Ivriya at any point where she could find a Mitzia where it's going to where she'd be able to be to acquire a Mitzia. V'lavi Tosav Reish Lakish, and since so the Gemara says, well, didn't we already ask a Tiyufta on Reish Lakish? So why do we have to ask another Tiyufta on Reish Lakish? So meaning you're right. Reish Lakish's comment that she goes free b'misa sa'av is maybe incorrect, and you've proven it incorrect. incorrect. But we already proved it incorrect in Maseches Kiddushin. So it says, we're just pointing out that Reish Lakish is against yet another Mishnah, that he's against this Mishnah as well. So the case might be that the father is around. And what does it mean in the Mishnah? They get to keep it, after all, shouldn't it go to the father? To tell me that the Metziah doesn't belong to the Adon, but it doesn't belong to her either. It doesn't really mean La'atzma. It means it belongs to her father, but just not to the Adon. Then we said Metziah's Ishto, that if you divorce your wife, she gets to keep her own Metziah, even though you haven't yet paid her Ksuba. Girsha Pshita, if you divorce her, of course she gets to keep her Metziah. So Achamai Eskin, B'mugresh, Veda Mugresh. No, we're talking about where you're Zorek La'get, Safek Karav Lo, Safek Karav La, where it's Safek Get. Anytime we assume a woman is suffic mugreshes, the husband is still obligated to support her. Why is it that the Rabbanan said that the husband gets the metziah, so that there shouldn't be animosity in the relationship? We want to preserve the shalom bayis in Jewish marriages. But over here, they're obviously trying to get divorced. So the shalom bayis is that ship has sailed already, and Mimela, she's able to keep her Metziah. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis. A good day and a good L'chaydash to everybody.